Frank Murkowski is again pitching a rail link between Canada and Alaska. It's an old idea the former senator and governor worked on when he was in office. Now Murkowski is back as a special envoy working under the current governor to get talks on the rail link back on track.
You know, there's a lot of potential in Alaska. The problem always is getting it off the ground and getting it underway.
Murkowski spoke at a lunch today put on by the World Trade Center Anchorage. He says the rail link would be funded by the export of Canada's vast deposits of bitumen, a black viscous mixture of hydrocarbons from Alberta to Tidewater.
The bitumen, this huge deposit, has been identified in volumes that are a little hard to comprehend. They're so significant.
The Alberta Sands Project, where the bitumen will come from, is controversial and opposed by many environmental groups because of the ecological damage mining it creates and for how much energy it takes to produce it. There are different proposed routes for the rail construction from Alberta to Alaska, and also at least two options for where to take the bitumen from there. One is to offload it in interior Alaska, treat it, and ship it through the Trans-Alaska pipeline to Valdez and ultimately Asian markets. The other is to send it by rail to Port McKenzie in the Matanuska-Susitna borough, which desperately needs a project of that scale to complete a rail link to the port and generate revenue. Bitumen exported from Port McKenzie would also likely go to Asian markets. Murkowski says there has been no decision made yet on whether Delta or Port Mac is the better option.
Well, it could be both, very frankly. The decision as to what route is going to be conceived, if indeed it's going to be developed, is going to be dependent on the economics of it. In other words, where to get the highest return on your product.
As for the overall rail link project, Murkowski says there are many more details to iron out before the old idea can become reality.